Welcome to Dark Side Adventures, an exploration into kink, sex, fetish, leather, and the BDSM lifestyle. We are a podcast for mature audiences. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome to Dark Side Adventures.
Part 2.
Yay, ABCs of kink.
I guess I should have done that first and let you say part 2.
That's all right.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. We were together over the weekend, as I'm sure you all saw.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
So...
lots of fun at the music festival.
Much, much fun. Got to see a bunch of really great bands, see some people we hadn't seen in a long time.
Oh, it was so much fun.
So Edwin sends his love to all of you.
Yes, we spent almost an entire day with him. We showed up at his work and we're like, hey, do you happen to know this person? We think he's a figment of our imagination because we haven't seen him forever.
So
it was great.
It was great. We got big hugs and extra kisses for me.
Yes. Yes.
So I think that's kind of our fact of the week, too. Our fun thing is that we got to.
I'd agree.
Do all of those things.
Yes.
So shall we launch into the M's?
Yes. Let's launch into the M's.
Maid play, dressing up as a maid, male authority, male submission, manhandling. Masks, anywhere from gas masks to blindfold masks to a full leather hood going over your entire face, blocking out your eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Depends on the kind of mask and the kind of play you want to do. Masochism, enjoying pain. Master slave, masturbation, medical play. Again, this could be
needles, staples, stitches,
yes.
IVs.
Yes. Mental bondage. This is one of my fun ones. I enjoy a lot of mental things. I squirm a whole lot as I'm playing and I move and I giggle. So being told, put your hands here and don't move is a form of mental bondage. And it is really tough for me. I've seen a lot of people who will take pieces of paper and staple them in cuffs and then staple them together. But the moment you break free from it, everything stops.
You also inserted into McClanahan's head the laying the toy on the back. And if you don't let this fall. Don't let this fall. Oh, you let this fall.
Uh-huh.
That's a form of mental bondage.
That is. Should I give him another one? So one. I was doing the other week.
No.
That's fine. I'll just give it. So one that I did the other week that was lots of fun, which is a mind fuck of its own because there's no way you're not going to let it drip. I had an ice cube on my back. It was 100 degrees outside. We were playing outside. Don't let it drip. Don't let it fall off your back. It's going to drip off my back. It's great.
You're going to tell him that later anyway, and I'm going to lose this battle.
He's going to hear it later, obviously. It's going to be in here.
That's fair.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So mental bondage, military interrogation. Not interrogation. That's a whole different thing. Mind control. Mind fucks. Mind fucks are lots of fun. A lot of people will use fear play or gun play or knife play to give a mind fuck.
Like I said earlier, when McClanahan was dragging the thing over my feet, giving me the mind fuck of, oh God, he's going to hit my feet, even though I knew he wasn't going to.
Yes. Mistress slave, the mommy doms. The mommy doms, they're not objects. Mommy doms, they're humans, little person. Mummification. That is bondage, basically mummifying your whole body, whether it be saran wrap, blankets, rope, whatever you want. Ends. Neck play. Anything to do with the neck. Neck biting, kissing, touching, licking, all of that. Needle play. That one is one I haven't tried yet. It's on my list. I have somebody to negotiate with.
And needle play is anything from I have a partner and it's not something I've ever done because needles freak me out, but he will actually sew jewelry into his partner's neck and things like that using needles and ropes just for the evening. So needle play is not necessarily just stabbing someone with needles.
Mm-hmm. It can be.
It can be, but it can be sliding needles under the skin. It can be an artistic thing. It can be something that's used very differently.
Exactly. Then we get into nipples, nipple clamps, piercings, play, torture, anything to do with a nipple. Nudity is a fetish in and of itself. Okay, here's the one. Serving food on a body. Nayo Tomori.
Okay.
That is serving food on a body. 1950 households. That is a very common kink among people who enjoy their dynamics being 24/7, being a total power exchange, who want things to happen all the time. O's, obedience training. This goes along with behavior modification. That was the one I was looking for. Objectification. This is where you are the bottom. I'm speaking as the bottom because that's who I am. This is where you are objectified and a lot of times made to feel unhuman. Oral sex, tongue on genital. Orgasm control and orgasm denial. This goes along a lot of times with edging. Orgy goes with gangbangs and group sex. OTK spanking, over the knee spankings. That doesn't have to be just your hand spanking. That can be other impacts. Outdoor bondage, outdoor sex, anything to do with outdoor. Peace, paddlings, pain, pegging. This is a form of anal play where you use a inanimate object to have sex, anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
Pet play, like I said, kitten play, very similar, which with whichever animal you tend to gravitate towards. Play piercing, real piercings, play punishment. Or some people call them punishments. Polyamory.
I mean, I don't consider it necessarily a kink, but...
Not always a kink, but just like swingers and just like...
But furries, they do fall.
They do. They do. But they all kind of fall under the not vanilla umbrella. So thought we'd throw it in there because I know we are going to have discussions on polyamory.
Yes.
Pony play, another form of pet play. I know a lot of ponies full kit and gear, and they will even do chariot races. Super fun to watch.
I've actually driven a pony.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
At one of the leather fests I went to, there was a pony and her handler was allowing people to take, like, have her pull us around the room that we were in.
That's super cool.
So I got to, like, do that and lead. And yeah, it was an adventure. I am not good at it.
Practice. Practice makes permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Porn. Lots of kink in porn. Posture collars. Oh, that's another C I didn't put in there. Collars in general. Posture collar is a collar that is going to be longer than just an inch or two. It covers your whole neck and forces you to have better posture. Power exchange. A lot of BDSM and kink dynamics are a form of power exchange. One person is allowing the other person to exert their power over them. Some people will say that the bottom or the person on the right hand of slash is giving up their power. And then in the same breath will say, but the bottom has all the power. So I prefer not to say I'm not giving up my power. I still have the power to say stop, even exactly. A slave. But I am allowing somebody else to use my power. I am choosing to not use it.
Yeah, you are choosing to give.
So predator and prey, or primal and prey, is typically very aggressive. Hunter, hunty.
Very much fox in the hair kind of a thing.
Yes. A little more animalistic in that way. Predicament bondage a lot of times is a mind fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It can be as simple as, here, hold this plate out with this bucket. Don't drop it. It could be, here, Lucy, you hold this toy on your back. Don't move. It could be, let me put you in some rope and put some Legos or some army toys underneath.
And I mean, it can even be as complex as, oh, your hair is tied to your feet. If you relax your ankles a little bit, it's going to pull your hair more. If you relax your hair, it's going to give your ankles a little bit of relief. Yes. It puts you in some kind of predicament where however you move or wherever you move, it's going to...
You're going
to
be in one predicament or another.
In one predicament or the other. You're going to somehow feel it.
One I saw that I was watching porn earlier, and one I saw earlier is there's a gal who was suspended by her feet and attached to an electrostim machine. Mm-hmm. And so she could either, hanging by her feet, could either crunch up into a crunch, or she could let herself hang down and the metal chains hanging off her nipples would hit the electrode on the bottom and shock her.
Exactly.
So her predicament was, well, do I sit in this crunch, which is hurting my abs and I'm going to get tired, or do I let myself be shocked?
Mm-hmm.
prostates, massaging, milking. If you are trying prostate play or anal play for the first time, by the way, for people who are AMAB, if you have an erection when you start and you are still enjoying it, but as you start doing anal or start playing with the prostate, your erection goes down, that is normal. That is a normal body function. So if you are still enjoying it, it doesn't matter if you are erect or not. But that is a conversation to have with your partner.
Yes.
Protocol. High protocol, low protocol. We kind of mentioned it earlier. Then you get into public play. This could be public humiliation, public sex, public anything. I know a lot of people who will wear like the Bluetooth toys out into public. That's a form of public play.
When it comes to public play, though, make sure that there's still a level of consent.
Mm-hmm. There needs to be discretion.
You don't want to take somebody out on a collar and a leash and have them walking up and down Walmart on all fours.
There's a level of consent and a level of discretion that needs to be had. Yes. For all public play.
100%.
Punching. Like I said, butt punches, great. Stomach punches, fantastic. Punishments. This could be anything from corporal punishment to stand at the wall with your nose touching it and hold the coin on there. This could be writing lines. This could be...
Which is the worst punishment of time.
Writing lines does nothing to me.
I hate writing lines. It's the worst.
Just annoys me. It doesn't deter me from doing anything.
And keep in mind that punishment should be something that's discussed between you and your partner, because
exactly.
Punishment can very well toe the line of abuse.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Puppy play, pursuit, takedown, and capture play. This goes along with consensual non-consent, abduction play, a lot of times primal and prey. Lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get into pussy pumping, pussy arch up, pussy spanking, pussy torture, pussy stretching. You can do a lot of things to the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
PVC. A lot of people enjoy wearing PVC. Queening. This Hold is. On. Yes.
First off, real quick, what does PVC stand for?
PVC, it's a type of...
Because I think PVC pipes.
Oh, no. So, shiny clothes. Very similar to like...
Okay, so it's very vinyl-y.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, PVC. Very vinyl-y. That's a good way to put it. Our religious play, remote control devices, retifism, which is shoes, riding crops, rimming. This is another way of saying analingus, tongue, your tongue and around the rim of the ass. Rituals, roadhead. This is giving oral while on the road. Role play.
Quick roadhead story. The last time I gave roadhead, we got pulled over by a cop.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I have never given roadhead for that exact reason. Not in my risk profile. Role plays. Rope. This can be bondage. This can be suspension. This can be pretty shibari. S. Sadism. Enjoying causing pain. Sadomasochism, which could be one person who enjoys both causing pain and receiving pain, whether together, separate, whichever. Saran wrap. A lot of people use that for mummification. Sensation play and sensory deprivation. This is removing one or multiple sensations or senses from hearing, seeing, tasting, feeling, if you're going to play mummification. Service. Sexing. Sexual objectification. Well, we got at the bottom. I went too far. Sexual slavery.
Well, just because I feel like we're going to do a lot of these as episodes.
Oh, absolutely. Which is why we're breezing through them.
Yeah.
And why I haven't gone through a bunch of them in depth, because I could. Moving on. Shaving. Single tail whips. Sissification and sissy training. Very similar to feminization. Sounding. We mentioned this in our
bit of that,
it is usually a metal rod into the urethra. Use lots of lube.
You can even do it on AFAB.
It's not a kink of mine.
Spanking speculums. This goes right along with medical play. Speech restriction. This is another
just
very popular one
in the
community.
Just in case you don't know, a speculum is the thing that the OBGYN puts in the the AFAB vagina when they are checking
and your cervix.
Doing
and
your
it spreads
swabs
apart.
In your cervix and it spreads. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's usually really fucking cold. Cut down metal ones. Speech restriction. This is a very popular one here in the community around me. But mostly, I also feel like it's kind of a leather and a protocols thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Squirting. Again, female ejaculation. Strap-ons. Submission. Subspace. Swinging. Which, again, is not usually under the BDSM. Subspace. Yes. Subspace is... So when you scene or when you play, you get all of these emotions and all of these hormones. They rush into your body and they bring you to a really high, floaty, happy space. It can also happen to tops. It's called dom space, but it's like an adrenaline rush. And it puts you kind of not in a great frame of mind. It's a great feeling. Great feeling. Don't get me wrong. There's various levels of it. Great feeling. But I don't ever consent to anything after that. It's as if you're drunk. And so that's where drop comes in and why you need aftercare, because you're hitting all of these high feelings. You're at the top of the roller coaster, you're at the top of the world. You can take on the world. And then you start coming down and down and down and down. Instead of leveling off where you started, you go down further. And so to help mitigate how far down you go, you use aftercare. If you're playing with impacts or degradation or anything, really, if you're playing with anything, affirmations, a lot of times cuddles are helpful. Lucy's a huge cuddler. She becomes an octopus afterwards. She wants a smoke. She wants cuddles. She wants her hair pet. And she wants to be told she did amazing. And that helps her bring down her brain, come down from the subspace, so she's not just floating up there drunk to the world on these great emotions. When I'm in subspace and when I want aftercare, I don't want you to fucking touch me. Not a huge cuddler anyways, but I'm like, I want a hug and to be told I did well. I want to clean up the tools and the space that we used. I want a conversation afterwards. And then I want to be set off to the world so I can go chat with everybody. But then, because Lucy will drop the night of, she hits sub drop the night of. So all of these happy feelings and everything is gone. So the night of, she's wants more affirmations and care and all of that. I don't drop the same day. So 3-4 days later, I need a check-in. Hey, you still doing okay? And at that point, I can say, no, I'm not. I need affirmations. I need confirmation that and reassurance that you enjoyed the scene, that the scene was what we negotiated, that I didn't do anything wrong, and liking these things. Because I play really hard. I like impact. I like degradation. I like objectification. I like to feel like I'm not human. So a couple days later, I need to be reminded that I am human and I am worthy and I am okay, because now all those happy emotions are gone. So,
well, and I also want everyone to keep in mind that top drop and top space is a thing as well.
Yes.
I don't know if you touched on that yet, but it is
briefly.
Yeah. So that's something that definitely needs to be considered, is that tops can also hit that same high. They can still do that same
We're
thing,
all
get
human.
Those same emotions, and then they can drop just as hard. And
yes.
So your tops need just as much check-in as you might as a submissive.
Tops are not an amusement rag just to hop on and off of. We need to take care of our tops. You can spin in a circle and see 400 subs.
Yep.
You can. But if you spin in that same circle, you may see maybe 100 tops, right?
Yep.
Like the balance is not there. And yes, you'll have switches. You'll have switches who will both top and bottom. But still, we preach and we talk about how bottoms and
those on the right side of the slash need aftercare and need to be taken care of and hit the sub high and hit sub drop and sub space. And we forget a lot of times that the tops are human too.
I agree.
Right? Like if you're playing a CNC scene, or if you are wailing on somebody with a flogger and a crop and you mark the fuck out of them, or you are playing with a whip and you draw blood, like that's intense for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, and yes, as a sadist, you're probably going to enjoy that. But as you're coming down from those feelings, like I know for me, because I enjoy those things, for me, when I come down, I'm like, well, I'm a terrible human being for liking being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a terrible being for asking somebody to hurt me. I'm mm-hmm. a terrible human being for wanting more.
Yep.
And I can only imagine, because I don't top. I'm very uncomfortable topping, will not do it. So I can only imagine on the top side, like, you just enjoyed hurting somebody. We talk about this in the vanilla world all the time, how terrible and awful a human being you are if you want to hurt somebody, right? You're the makings of a serial killer.
Yeah.
No, that's not how this is, right? So that reassurance afterwards on both sides is so important.
It's healthy. It's a healthy way to do it between the two, the top and the bottom, and make sure that you know just as much what your top needs for aftercare as much as they know what you need for aftercare.
Exactly. Exactly.
So moving on.
Moving on. Switching. We kind of got into that for a second. You like to play both the left side and the right side of the slash, whether it be for the same things, different people. I know some people who will only switch to the right side of a slash for a female. And I know some people mm-hmm. who are only dominate males, but a female, they'll submit to them, right? Mm-hmm. So switching, it's a very
fluid,
it's different for everybody. It's fluid, thank you. It's very fluid on who you will or will not switch with. Tease and denial. Teasing mm-hmm. goes right along with edging. Tickling, that is the worst end.
Nope. Do not try me, it so I will bad. Hurt you.
She will. I want to try it so bad. Just tie me up because I will hit somebody. Total power exchange or 24/7. This is where you take your dynamic and you practice your dynamic 24/7. Separate, but also the same. Total power exchange usually happens 24/7. There is no break from it. It's not just a bedroom kink. It's not just a party kink. Whereas 24/7 does not always mean total power exchange. So total power exchange means that you have agreed to give your top total access 100%. To all the power you have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have the choice of
your
whether
finances, they're in charge of your job, they're in charge.
Not only
of
that, they have the option of being in charge.
Yeah.
Right. There are some people I know who are in a total power exchange relationship and dynamic, and the top doesn't give a fuck when they go pee. The top doesn't give a fuck what they do with their finances.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other total power exchanges, that's exactly what the dominant wants. That's exactly what the person on the left side of the slash wants.
Yeah.
But so total power exchange is the top has the option of exerting their power over every decision mm-hmm. in your life. And that usually happens 24/7.
Yes.
Then you get into toy making. Making toys to play with and scenes and other things. Trampling. This is being stepped on all over the place. Triple prenotation. Use. Uniforms. Urethral fucking. This is more than just urethral sounds. Uncut cocks. Again, it can urethral fucking can be on both AFAB and AMAB. Everybody's got a urethra.
That does not make him look reassured at all.
It wasn't meant to. It's fine. Vacuum beds, vacuum pumps. Vacuum beds is usually big pieces of plastic that you climb into, and then they turn the vacuum on, and it just sucks down right next to you. Looks like lots of fun. Vacuum pumping. This can happen on all parts of the body. Usually it happens on genitalia. It is either a cup or circular disc, and as you squeeze it or you vacuum it, it sucks all the air out and it brings the blood there. Causes lots of extra sensitive sensations. Yes, but on genitalia.
Yeah.
Vampire gloves. These are gloves, not the gloves that Lucy was talking about. Vampire gloves have spikes on them. You either need to use them very gently or only with one person, because a lot of times they become fluid bond and blood bound to one person. And once somebody's blood, you can't clean that off. So Once it's touched somebody's blood, it's theirs.
Yes.
Vampires. Then we've got violence. Some people just enjoy violence. Violet wands, voice play. This goes back to sounds and enjoying erotic sounds. Voyeurism. This is the enjoyment of watching other people. Wartenberg pinwheels. Waterboarding. Water bondage. Water sports.
The pinwheels. The Wartenberg pinwheels are... Think of the back of cowboy boots, the spurs.
Yep. There you go.
That's a good little one. Circles to them. It's when you take that and you run it along someone's. It's more sensational than it is necessarily hurting.
It's like prickly.
Depending on how much you use it. You can press it really hard and make it hurt, or you can just run it and it just feels like prickly.
Running your fingers.
And, yeah, but that's what the wheel is. Those are fun. They're fun for sensation play.
Yes. Water sports. This is...
A golden shower.
Golden showers. This is urine play. Then you have wax play. Make sure you're using the right wax, because certain waxes can be too hot and can burn you, and ouch.
Do not go buy a candle at Walmart and assume that the Walmart candle will be appropriate for wax play.
Right. You definitely the scented ones are not a go. Do not do that. Whips, single tail whips, dragon tongues. These are usually very stingy, and I need to try them again because I give it
dragon
3 shots.
Dragon tongues are the best.
They are. I love dragon tongues. I like a dragon tail better.
Fair.
Just a little bit tighter. Then wrestling, jello wrestling, mud wrestling in general. It's fun to watch people fight for submission. Lucy and I are going to jello wrestle next month.
Are we now? No one has informed me of this.
I have told you this like 5 times now.
You told me it was going to be happening. You did not tell me that we were participating.
Of course we're participating. You and I have already told you this.
Okay, I'll believe
you. I told you there's different ways we can jello wrestle, and that part is up to you, but we are jello wrestling.
That's fair. We'll figure it out.
I'm even getting the good jello that does not have sugar in it and is actually made to wrestle, so you will not get a yeast infection.
You're welcome. That.
It'll be red.
I appreciate the thought. Of course.
You're welcome.
At least it'll be Husker colors. It's fine.
My options were red, green, or mud.
Well, so, I'm glad you chose the red.
Back to the ABCs. Why? You can admit it to ak.
Your kink is not my kink, and that's okay.
Exactly. In other words, don't yuck somebody else's yum. It's totally okay if that is a boundary for you, if that is a hard limit for you. That's totally okay. But telling somebody, oh my God, you like impact, Lucy? Ew. No. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's not nice. Not okay.
No.
Go mind your own business. And Z is Zentai. These are the one-piece morph suits.
Like the gimp suits, which I don't know if we're supposed to call them that, but that's what I know them as.
Yes, that's what they are. I don't know if we're supposed to call them that either, but that's what they are. And that's it. I'm done. That is the ABCs of kink.
Parts 1 and 2.
Woohoo.
I'm glad I was right that we couldn't do it in one episode, though.
We could have done it in one. It would have been an hour long.
This would have been a very long episode.
We've been putting out 45 minutes. An extra 15 minutes is fine.
That's fair. Well, thank you everyone for listening to another Dark Side Adventures.
We really appreciate you all being here.
We also are going to, in the next couple of weeks, we are going to answer some listener questions.
Yes.
We have gotten a couple of emails that we are very excited to kind of address, and we kind of decided we want to make them our own episode, make sure that we had a little bit of extra research with it. So be on the lookout for that.
Yes, that'll probably be its own special episode we will release. We do have the negotiation episodes recorded.
Yes, we do. That is going to be a three-parter, actually.
Yes, definitely did not want to try to squish that all into one again. It is not something that is short. There is always... We could have said even more on what we've put on those episodes.
Yes, definitely.
So we'll be excited for those to come out with our first guest on speaker.
Yes.
Speaking of guests, thank you, Pua's partner, for sitting in and listening. I'm glad you learned a bunch of things.
Yes, we do appreciate it.
But that is that. So like, subscribe, please share, rate our podcast.
All of it helps us boost up the charts and all of those other things. And we do this for the education. But honestly, y'all, if we could make this a full-time job, we could give you a lot more info.
Absolutely. Not only that, just the more people that we can reach with the education.
Exactly.
We'd be super happy with that, too.
Yeah.
Our email to send us even more questions is going to be
ourdarksideadventures@gmail.com.
You are on top of that.
The only one I remember.
Our Instagram is at Our Dark Side Adventures.
And I think we're talking about setting up a FetLife.
So we have a FetLife group. We haven't exactly worked too hard on it. It's still kind of new. There's like three members, us. That one, I believe, is Our Dark Side Adventures, or maybe just Dark Side Adventures. We'll find out, and I'll put it in the link below. We are also on Patreon. The link for that is below as well. Feel free to find us there.
And right now we are working kind of on some Patreon incentives, as it were.
Yes.
So we understand if you don't want to join right away, but as we get that a little bit more figured out, we'll sing that, including doing live Q&As where you can ask us as Patreon supporters questions. Live Q&A, looking for maybe doing some stickers, things like that. So just keep an eye out. We're going to work on all of that.
And if you have any questions, or if you have any ideas on what you would like to be sent and thought about, or send them... Let me trip over all of my words. If you think about something you believe would be cool for one of those incentives, please let us know. We will definitely put it on the list and see what we can make happen.
Yes. So as I said, we have been getting your listener emails. We are not ignoring them. We just want to make sure that we put the effort into those listener questions the same way with any other episode.
Absolutely. Thanks again for listening, guys. See you in a couple weeks.
Bye.